You're listening to Miruma for Life. Lovely to have your company. We've got a few teams serving the community, the bus, and from Full Gospel Church, Spears Point, and the soup bus going around and handing out cups of soup and bread rolls, keep them warm. And also, I know there's a lot of churches that have barbecues and feed the homeless over there at Hamilton South, Beaumont Street, Soul Cafe. Cheerio, shout outs to everybody at Soul Cafe. Wonderful work you're doing. And I know there are so many, many churches across Newcastle and Singleton, Musselbrook. Big shout out up the Hunter Valley. Pray that, you know, as the Christians give you soup and bread rolls and pray over you. And, you know, when they go away, they don't stop thinking about you. They're praying for you and your families. So we just love to serve as Jesus did. He came to serve others. Also, if you've donated for the Remarathon this year, thank you so much for your pledge. Can't imagine Newcastle without a Christian radio station. So if you haven't yet made a pledge or donation, it's not too late. Ring up and God bless you. There were so many wonderful teaching programs and different specialities. We've been on air almost 10 years, Miruma for Life, praise God. So thank you for your support and keep praying. And it's really important, you know, that we speak life to your family, to your neighborhood and to your community.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home in 80 acres, faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
I am halfway through Luke Towney's book, Radical Recovery. very, very good. And thank you, Luke. He's busy tonight. Couldn't catch up with him. But it's his story, his life journey. This isn't a textbook. This is how he overcame mental illness and the faithfulness and the goodness of God. It's great news.
There ever were dreams that were lofty and noble, they were my dreams at the start. And hopes for life's best were the hopes that I harbored down deep in my heart. But my dreams turned to ashes and my castles all crumbled. My fortune turned to loss, so I wrapped it all in the rags of my life and laid it at the cross. Something beautiful.
Father in heaven, you were the Word in the beginning, and your Spirit hovered over the earth. You spoke and the gum tree grew. Your Spirit hovered over our missions and the outcast, homeless, the lonely and the sick. You called us by name. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, of His power and the wonders He has done. We declare the spirit of adoption over our families, communities, churches, and this city. We're humbled you chose us and that you use us, Father. Thank you for making us a blessing to bless others. All we can do is bow our head in humble adoration and proclaim, my God, how great thou art. We marvel you call us into fellowship. Kinship. We know we are standing on God's ancient timeline, exactly where you want us to be, Father God. right now. Lord, the burden for communities gets heavy. Lord, bind incarceration, black death and custody, and intergenerational trauma, grief and loss. Bring healing, Lord, divine healing. We declare your authority, power, lordship, faithfulness without injustice. Our people might know that they can have an intergenerational love with our ancestor Jesus. For in him we find our identity, belonging, and we live and move and have our being. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here tonight. We pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Shout out to Sister Loretta and the team up there in Walgett, blessing the people, praying over them, sharing clothing and food. Thank you for your faithfulness and going back time and time again. That's great. Well, let's listen to Robin Green from her album Special Edition. Love this song, Good News. Good news across the world.
just take him at his word. Good news across Australia. Take him at his word. Just take him at his word.
NAIDOC Week is fast approaching, be upon us before we know it. Calendar diaries already getting filled up with special dinners and meetings, marches. Well, the poster this year is very colourful. I love it. Very colourful. The artist is Jeremy Morgan Worrell, and it's called Ancestral Lines. Ancestral Lines is a visual representation of the lines and ties that follow a generation and the songs that come with it. When I think of the next generation, I think towards my ancestor Lucy Wright, Enoch Wright, Noni Wright, and all the way from my Nana Audrey to my mother Vanessa. When I look back at my mob, it helps me see towards the future. It gives me hope and strength knowing what my mob have survived through and accomplished amid adversity. Each person in the painting depicts a series of lines akin to song lines that represent what they know, who they were, and what they have passed on. The first being that of law, interpretive, hunting, protecting, and tracking. The second of care, weaving, fishing, and love. The third is when we see the two combine into one, and the last two take unfinished elements of them all to show the passing down of knowledge and care. Above them is the essence of the land they live and protect, care for. It is a depiction of my home, the cold skies of Tenterfield, with the swirling clouds and giant moon. A place around the fire is where the next generation find their strength, vision, and legacy. How great is that? NAIDOC Week starts on Sunday, the 6th of July, through to Sunday, the 13th of July. Actually, I was talking to Sister Linelda, and so great. Sister Linelda, Lani Leal, and Doreen will be in Newcastle on Sunday, the 13th of July. Can't wait to catch up and have a sweet fellowship and a big sing along.
Mama!
was Why Me, Lord, and that's from Tracks of the Desert in Alice Springs. Shout out to our mob up there, Sister Sharon. In October, there is a conference, Friday the 3rd of October to Sunday the 5th of October. It's called Glory to Glory, Prophetic Voices of the Land Conference. And it's hosted by Rangeville Community Church, Toowoomba. And I would book now if you want accommodation. A lineup of great guest speakers, Prophet Pastor Ada Boland and our beloved Robin Green Beasley. And there's some other speakers. So that's the October long weekend. And if you're unable to travel, don't forget the Aboriginal Evangelical Fellowship Family Camp at Condobolin on the October long weekend. They had a big number of people last year, so they're going back again. God willing, I'll be able to join them. Well, let's have a listen to another beautiful song by the Crab Family and Take My Hand, Lord. Lead me on, lead me home.
When my way grow it drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am
Matthew chapter 13, listen to the story of the farmer. In Matthew chapter 13, we hear the story about a farmer Jesus left the house and went beside Lake Galilee, where he sat down to teach. Some large crowds gathered around him that he had to sit in a boat while the people stood on the shore. Then he taught them many things by using stories. He said, "A farmer went out to scatter seed in the field. While the farmer was scattering the seed, some of it fell along the road and was eaten by birds. Other seeds fell on thin, rocky ground and quickly started growing because the soil wasn't very deep. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and dried up because they did not have deep roots. Some other seeds fell where thorn bushes grew up and choked the plants. But a few seeds did fall on good ground, where the plants produced 100 or 60 or 30 times as much as was scattered." Then Jesus said, "If you have ears, pay attention." Wonder what soil you are. When we give our hearts to the Lord and we say, "God, take control of my life," His Holy Spirit comes and lives within us and starts to teach us new things. Well, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "But you are God's chosen and special people. You are a group of royal priests and a holy nation. God has brought you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Now you must tell all the wonderful things He has done." The scriptures say, "Once you were nobody, now you are God's people. At one time, no one had mercy on you, but now God has treated you with kindness." Trust that you have a victorious week, and God bless you and your family. Shout out to the brothers at Cessnock, St. Heliers and Frank Baxter. Nanda Kumba Kumba. Goodbye for now.
We'd like to acknowledge that we are working on the land of the Awabakal Nation, pay our respects to the elders, past and present. We also want to acknowledge God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yama, good evening. This is Miriam for Life. I'm Auntie Donna. Lovely to have your company. Probably mainly music tonight. First song is Follow, Follow, and this is by Josie Boyle from Western Australia, Perth. If you went to Sunday school, we sang this song often. So the chorus is Follow, Follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow on. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Everywhere He leads me, I will follow on. So in the verse it says, "Down in the valley with my Saviour I go, where the flowers are blooming and the sweet waters flow. Where He leads me, I will follow, follow on, walking in His footsteps till the crown be won." Second verse, "Down in the valley with my Saviour I will go, where the storms are sweeping and the dark waters flow. With His hand to lead me, I will never, never fear. Danger cannot frighten me if my Lord is near." Third verse, "Down in the valley or upon the mountain steep, close beside my Saviour, will my soul ever keep. He will lead me safely in the path that He has trod, up to where they gather on the hills of God." So Josie sings this in Pitjantjatjara. Just the chorus.
Bye. Hi, this is Robin Green Beasley, and you're listening to Miramar for Life on Rima. God bless you and your family.
Later on, we'll hear again from Josie Boyle. She's singing with a group, a choir, and this was at Bible College, Mamarapa in Western Australia. First of all, I just want to send out my deepest condolences and love and prayers to our Indian families in Newcastle listening, and Pastor Sam Pilley, his wife and family. Oh, it was just a horrific week, wasn't it? Watching all the news about the plane crash, the Indian Airlines, praying for all of those families, so much grief and loss and trauma and, you know, post-traumatic stress, and the children losing parents, and medical students just doing their studies. So much knowledge has been lost. Well, we do pray and uphold those families and keep them in your prayers. I pray they will find and know the God of all comfort.
I know that I'm not worthy to call upon your name. All my life I've been a sinner, and for that I am ashamed. But I heard that you would listen, so I'm giving you my plea. Too unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? That there are others who could offer more than I. I promise you I'd understand if for me you had no time. I think I just hit bottom, and I'm looking up to see. I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? I guess I must be reaping from the seeds that I have sown. Lord, you owe me nothing. We haven't spoken for so long. If you could spare some mercy, I'll pledge my life to thee. I'm too unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? For more than I promise you I'd understand if for me you had no time. I think I just hit bottom, and I'm looking up to see. Unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? I think I've just hit bottom, and I'm looking up to see. I'm too unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down?
Well, that was the Crab Family and that beautiful song, Please Come Down to Me. Ah, oh, so great. Well, I'm delighted to say we have got a very special lady on the phone, Sister Valda from Perth, and we're going to hear about the First Nation Discipleship Ministry. So we met recently at the Aboriginal Evangelical Fellowship Women's Conference at Burrendong Dam that I spoke about last week. And so very thankful to have your time, Sister Valda, and welcome to Mirima for Life. Mirima means saved for life. So, Sister, tell us where you're living and a little bit about country over there in West Australia.
We're based in Beaconfield, which is down near Fremantle in Western Australia. And a bit about the ministry is the First Nations ministry training. We actually take the training to the people, those who are interested in different churches.
Right.
Yeah, and we do have a group up in Broome, in the Kimberleys. We do have a group over in Port Augusta as well, South Australia. And our group here in Perth, from the Balga Evangelical Fellowship Church here in Balga. That's where we attend.
Yes.
And that's where we've got, all up, we've got about over 100 students.
That's fantastic. Wow. And are they just Aboriginal or it's mixed? It's open for anybody?
It's open to everybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to learn the discipleship, starting at the basics. Because my husband and I, we didn't have discipleship back then when we came to love and trust in the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
So we just learnt through our pastors. And can you hear that little dog?
I can. That's what a dog sounds like in Western Australia.
He's a naughty little one. Yes, so we've decided that, you know, because my husband is the leading leader of it, and we've got a couple of workers with that is in the office now working.
Tell us some of the modules. What is it? How do you do the training? Is it informal? Do they take questions home to answer through the week and bring back? How does it function?
Everybody gets a book and starts at the bottom of the, like I said, discipleship.
Mm-hmm.
And they watch a video. It's a discussion class, so they all discuss everything.
Excellent.
They get their, what those questions that go through, they can go through it together because everybody learns at a different level.
Yes.
And so with our students, if someone can't read or write, we don't say, no, you can't do it.
Mm.
What we do is we said, yes, come in, you got ears. You got a mouth, you can speak, and that's all you need.
So
if you love the Lord, you know, you can come in. So we've had a few students like that as well. But we start at the bottom, and it goes up right up until never-ending modules you can do, like Safe Church, it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So we start at the ground at the bottom, and we work our way up, like ministry, in the ministry as well, you can learn how to grow a church, you can act, all of this.
Fantastic.
But they start at the bottom, which is really good.
God bless you. That's a really important ministry because if you need discipleship. You need to learn how to read the Bible and understand it. And, yeah, so that's great, starting from ABC.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we have over here, our church just ran Alpha Course last year, and that's really good. You know, there are questions and simplifying it. And, yeah, so with yours, is your husband Aboriginal, Valda?
Yes, he is.
People would love that. They would feel so comfortable sitting down and yarning with you too. I just see, you know, as I said, we met a week ago, and I could just see the glory of the Lord upon you. And, you know, he saved you for such a time as this. You are a Queen Esther. Have you got a testimony you'd like to share, Sister?
I'd like to really thank and praise the Lord for my life. I lost my mother, like I said in my testimony there, at the age of 14. At the age of 13, I had an operation in which I died on the operating table. God didn't take me home. He left me to grow in him. And he showed me God is love. And that was important in my life. And as I went with that. At the age of 14, my mum died, and I thought nobody loved me. Mm. And then I started to remember God is love.
Mm.
And so by the age of 16, I met my husband, and we've been together since. I came to love and trust in the Lord in 1980,
mm-hmm.
and he in 1981. We got married in 82. And we got thrown into the deep end when we moved out of the little country town of Caliburn and came to Perth. I was told to do Sunday school under a tree.
Oh, wow.
A new Christian. and my husband was told to, you can start leading the church. So we both were sort of green, and like I said, discipleship means a lot. So yeah, we had to learn along the way, which was fantastic. But I praise God. I do have three children and six grandchildren and one great-granddaughter. So I'm blessed, and we're still in the ministry today. So,
wow.
So we praise God for the First Nations ministry training.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, sounds so exciting. Thank you for sharing that, sister. And how wonderful to have a Christian hubby. You know, when us girls, we go out with someone who's not a Christian and, you know, you fall in love, you get married, you think you'll change them. So blessed, you know, that you could start off your married life as Christians and praying together and bringing everything before the Lord. That's a fantastic testimony.
I'm feeling really blessed. God has blessed me in that area, and we continue to do the work together as a couple to bring others to come to love and trust in the Lord.
And, you know, I took a young girl over to Perth. We did some training for Kairos Prison Ministry many, many years ago. And, you know, we stayed in a house. We were billeted, beautiful husband and wife, and I think he was a pastor of a church. And it wasn't until we got home, and even a few weeks later, this lady said to me, she has never seen a functioning husband and wife team, because, you know, everyone in the family, they weren't married, you know, in and out of relationships, you know, she sought with her sisters. You know, even though, you know, you think it's a little thing, it's not. It's a big thing. It's a big witness, because they're watching and they're learning. And God bless you as you both stand together, pray together. And so wonderful. So tell us a little bit about Perth, where you are, how's the weather? We're freezing over here, as you found out at Burrendong Dam, 2 degrees, my goodness.
But I love the cold weather. So
okay.
Here in Perth at the moment there's rain around, but it's not really that cold.
Right.
Not as cold as it normally is.
Yeah.
It's warmer.
Mm.
So at the moment it's like that. But more rain is on the way, and we're just a couple of minutes, 5 minutes up the road from Fremantle,
yes.
From the water. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah, so, and it's a quiet area, so the people that are in the houses here are Aboriginal, over 60, so yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, very good. Yeah. I have been to Sister Kate's house, and I went to Fremantle, and I think Friday night they had markets, and it was so colourful, and the lights and the people, everyone was so friendly and, yeah, pretty well multicultural. So, you know, it was lovely staying at Fremantle. Well, look, thank you for your time tonight, sister, and God bless you, your ministry as it continues to grow, and we'll be praying from you from the east to the west.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you too, sister.
Thank you for that, Sister Valda, and so wonderful. That's why we go to conferences and we meet other godly women and we share testimony, and it's great to hear what God is doing across this great nation of ours. Praise the Lord. Well, we read in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light for the world. Follow me and you won't be walking in the dark. You will have the light that gives light. Well, let's hear those two songs from the Alleluia Music Ministry from Mama Ruffa College. And first song is God Shines His Light, and then Alleluia, Let's Sing. Where will you spend eternity?
Ooh, yeah. Whenever God shines light on me, opens up my eyes so I can see. When I look up in the darkest night, and I know everything's gonna be alright. In deep confusion, great despair, when I reach out for Him, He's there. When I am lonely as I can be, and I know that God will shine light on me, reach out for Him, He'll be there. With Him your troubles you can share, and if you live the life you love, you'll get the blessings from above. He heals the sick, and He heals the lame, says you can do it too, in Jesus' name. Yes, He'll lift you up, turn you around, and put your feet back on higher ground.
I like to go to church. Jesus is the best friend to have.
Time with you, remember to ask Him. tablets of stone for all to see. I remember the labyrinth rule Jesus gave to you, to me, to us. It is to love one another as you love thyself. Matthew 24 is knocking on his door. It's been written down for all to see. So I hope you are all prepared and ready to be standing on higher ground, on higher ground, higher ground, standing on higher ground, surrounded by God's angels, protected by the light. Oh, hallelujah, singing hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ, who lives and died for us there on Calvary. He died for us on Calvary. He died on that rugged cross. He died for you. He died for me.
How are you going, brothers and sisters? Has life been difficult lately? Have there been trials, temptations? Has it gone pear-shaped? Are there troubles and stress or sorrow? You feel like no one cares? Well, we're here to tell you Jesus cares. We're going to listen to the Collingsworth family, this beautiful song, If It Matters to You, It Matters to the Master.
Broken than whole, when the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul. I may not know what you're going through, may not can make that high mountain move, but one thing I found that I want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear, whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the maker and giver of life far too busy to care about your trouble and strife? He sees a sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in his sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear, whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer,
master.